From Shattuck Gymnasium in Shattuck, Oklahoma, this is the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
Left hand up, under, gets the foul and the bucket drops.
The Shattuck Shootout is brought to you by Medic Pharmacy for all your pharmacy needs. Stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts in Shattuck at 522 Main Street or call 580-938-2854. Security State Bank of Laverne, serving the area since 1921. H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. Moore's Roofing. Neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. And Bank 7, where their best investment is you.
A little baby hook won't drop, but a rebound and a put back.
And now, here's the call of tonight's games.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Shattuck, Oklahoma, here at Indian Field House for the 8th annual Shattuck Shootout. And what a great tournament we've had here the last few years, really all 8 years here, as this has always been a precursor of what we might see at state. Last year, we saw the Visalia girls win here. They went on to a state semifinal. We saw the Forgan boys win here. They went on to a state semifinal. So usually who wins this tournament tends to make a deep run into the postseason, and we're hoping that starts here tonight, as we've got a great one for you. We're going to have we're going to start things off with last year's champ, the Visalia Lady Indians, taking on a team who's won two tournaments already, the Laverne Lady Tigers, and it is going to be a thriller. And we've already had some action just to get you caught up on the girls' bracket. Arnett has moved on. They beat Boys City earlier, 62-49. Balco's girls beat Shattuck's JV, who stepped in last minute as Forgan was a last-minute withdrawal due to some sickness concerns. So they have been withdrawn. So we will have a new boys champ no matter what happens during this tournament. But Balco beat Shattuck's JV 56-24. And the Shattuck's girls get by Sayre 44-27. And over on the boys' side, we just saw Visalia take down Balco. I didn't get a final score on that one, but Visalia won by right about 20 points. Sayre beat Shattuck's JV 71-44 earlier, and Shattuck took down Boys City in a thriller earlier, 58-44, which brings us to now, and we got a great one for you. We're going to come right back and preview what we have in store. It's the Visalia Lady Indians. It's the Laverne Lady Tigers here on our Round Ball Roundup, the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Welcome back here in Shattuck, Indian Field House here in Ellis County, getting ready for Shattuck Shootout, 8th annual. And boy, do we have an exciting tournament in store for you. And it's going to start right now with the defending champs, Visalia Lady Indians, coming off a win on Buffalo. We just had them on Tuesday, and it looked real good in that game. They're looking to continue it. They're coming in 8-9. It's been a roller coaster of a season for the Lady Indians, to say the least. As here, they're basically, their schedule's been, they lost They lost their first 5 of 6, and they won 3 in a row, lost 4 in a row, and they're on a 4-game win streak coming into this thing. So rounding into shape at the right minute. But much like a lot of teams in the area, sickness has been a factor, as a lot of teams have been forced to play without some of their players for lengths of time. And the goal is to be healthy at the end of the season. And right now, Vysai's looking like they have everyone available currently. Well, most everyone. But maybe the most important one, head coach Casey Jones is available. He's on that sideline. 40 years of coaching. We talked a little bit about this on Tuesday, but his 7th year at Vysai, over 141 wins. But before that, 40 years of coaching, 680 wins approximately. That's right around 6th on the active coaches list, right around 13th on the all-time list in Oklahoma. He's 9 wins away from David Sanders at 12. He won 3 titles with Cheyenne Raiden. And Coach Jones has taken him to the last 2 state tournaments, 2018 as well. Before that, he had 6 state tournaments with Beaver. And he's looking to make a run. This is a Vysai team who has won a Shattuck shootout. They won one. They won the last one, and then they won another one a little bit earlier. I think around 2018, I believe, was the year that they won. Up to check on that. But they are Shattuck shootout primed, and they do really well at this tournament. And they are led by one Jaden Watkins, who averages 20.2 points per game, 9 boards a game, and 3.4 blocks. And Laverne is going to have to know where she's at, as these two teams just met each other December 14th. I guess it's about a month ago now. 54-49, Laverne won that one. This could be a very different game with some different players on the floor, but the Vysai looking to get to 500 tonight. And in their way, the Laverne Lady Tigers, 10-3, led by Coach Brett Trippett in his 5th season at Laverne, but 16 years before that at Forgan. 4 state appearances, 1 as a head coach at Forgan as well. He's also at Liberal for a short time, but 33 years of coaching, so the coaching experience on the bench here might be the deepest in any matchup we're going to have. We've got 40 years with Coach Jones, 33 with Coach Trippett, so a lot of not going to be able to fool these guys too much. So not going to be too much they haven't seen. And if you haven't seen these Laverne Lady Tigers, the word of the day is pressure. They can throw a lot of it at you. Caitlin Long and Whitley Cash. Whitley Cash has been MVP of 2 tournaments already, the Oil Center and Laverne tournament. And her partner in crime, Caitlin Long, averaged 14 a game, was all tournament in both of those as well. As well as Macy Bentley. Now, Macy might be playing sick tonight. She's a little under the weather. We're going to see if she can go or not. They're kind of waiting to see if she can play in this one. But it is going to have to be all hands on deck. This is a very good first-round game in this tournament between these two teams. And you don't want to end up on the other side. You do want to play for the title. And this is the one you can't lose. So here we go. We're getting ready. We're going to probably do the national anthem here in a second. It's going to be Laverne and Vysai squaring off. Winner's going to move on. Winner in this one is going to move on. They're going to get Shattuck, the Lady Indians. They moved on to beat Sayre a little earlier today. Jenna Bay had 17 points in that game. And if we might, there's a world where we can get Laverne and Shattuck on both the boys and the girls tomorrow night. But standing in these Lady Tigers' way are the defending champion Lady Indians. So right now, here in about 27 seconds or so after we get the Oklahoma song out, we're going to get to the national anthem. As I mentioned, some other players you want to watch here tonight. Casey McCracken is a returning starter from a year ago for Vysai. She's a hustle player, an energy player, and she's going to need to bring that tonight because the name of the game is going to be turnovers. Laverne won that first game because they just turned Vysai over 1 too many times, and they're going to have to take care of the basketball tonight to come out on top. So here we go. Here's your national anthem from the Shattuck shootout. have it. Your national anthem from some Shattuck students. Caitlin Laverty, Leo Torres, Emily Corse. I might mess up those names. I was very quickly writing them down, so I apologize. But Shattuck students doing a great job singing a very hard song, the national anthem. So good kudos to them for even giving that a shot. And getting ready for our starting lineups here. And we're going to get a little bit first look at our Laverne Tigers in the purple with the yellow. Number 5, Whitley Cash, we mentioned her. Number 11, Caitlin Long, senior number 5. Looks like Maria Sosa is going to start today. Or number 15, Maria Sosa is going to start today. Presley Brown and Nani Echevarria. So Macy Bentley right now not going to get the start. She's feeling a little sick, so she may not be a go tonight. So it looks like they're going to have to play without one of their starters. Are these Laverne Tigers. On the other side, we mentioned number 2, Casey McCracken, number 3, Katie McCracken, the freshman, number 13, Drew McGeehee, number 15, Zayden Johnson, and number 35, the senior, Jaden Watkins, for Visai in the white with the maroon numbers. And keys to this game, we mentioned turnovers, also free throws. We saw some rough free throw shooting that's cost some teams some games. We saw the Visai boys lose a game to Buffalo from it. We've seen a lot of those this year, and they're going to have to knock down foul shots. This was a close game last time, so especially in that fourth quarter, you're going to knock those down. For Laverne, it's push the pace and deny Jaden Watkins. You got to keep the ball out of 35's hand. She has a soft touch. She loves to float in around the free throw line from elbow to elbow. She can take it down inside. She doesn't have long misses. When she misses, she has a shooter's miss. So you're going to have to make sure she's A, boxed out, and B, she just deny, try to keep it out of her hands. Visai, you want to slow it down. You don't want to play Laverne's pace. They'll speed you up. They will turn you over, and they live for that. And that's going to be the key for this. So here we go. Watkins going to tip it up. She's going to tip it up with Echevarria, and Jaden Watkins going to win the tip. And here we go. Visai going to start with the basketball, and Katie McCracken is going to bring it over the timeline. They're going left to right as we're looking at it. Laverne drops back. A little bit of a man coverage here. Now over to Katie McCracken in the corner. They switch on her, trying to pop out. Katie McCracken gives it up. She gives it over to Zayden Johnson. Now the far wing, that's McGeehee. She's going to skip pass it over to Johnson. He's going to try a three from the corner. It's going to come up short. Fight for the rebound. Casey McCracken rips it away. Nice job that time. And we're going to get a travel on McCracken. She was trying to find an open teammate and shuffled her feet. And that'll be a turnover. Ball goes over to Laverne for their first possession of this game, the 2022 8th annual Shattuck shootout. All of them been good. And a lot of that's almost stolen away by Visai. Came out early pressing, but quickly over to Sosa comes Laverne. And they will play a lot of girls with these Lady Tigers. Now it goes over to Presley Brown, and Presley going to dribble hand off to Caitlin Long. Long the perimeter, going to the corner for a three. That's Whitley Cash. I'm going to say a long two. So that's going to be 2-0. All the way in the corner. Looked like she was so close, but maybe not as close as I thought. Still 2-0. Whitley's got 2. Laverne's got 2. It's 2-0. 6:57 to go here in the first quarter. Now they do get it into Watkins in the post. It's poked away, but it goes off her foot. Good defense that time. Echevarria in front of her. Sosa, or Echevarria behind her. Sosa in front of her. And a turnover. And Visai quickly into that, into a press. A little press action for the Lady Indians. Trying to give Laverne a taste of their own medicine. Presley Brown grabs it. They slowly get it over. They bring it up. Cash going to try a three. That's a heat check, and she dropped it down. And she can heat up in a hurry. It's 5-0 already, Lady Tigers. And they're going to line up in a press of their own. And here goes Cash to get it over the timeline to McGeehee, but she's trapped in that corner. Gets it over to Watkins. Quickly ahead to McCracken. Throws it up under the left block. She's going to drop, shoot, and score. And Casey McCracken has 2. Good ball movement. Breaking the press that time for the Lady Indians. It's 5-2 with 6:19 to go in the first quarter. Quickly forward to Brown. Shot fake. Drive by Whitley Cash. Floater inside, and she's got 7 quick ones already with 6:10 to go. Whitley Cash is on fire. Picking up their dribble, going for that press. Presley Brown now on Katie McCracken. Pulls it up right across the timeline. Finally gets it over, but picks up her dribble. They get it over to Watkins all the way out in the perimeter. This is where you want to keep her if you're Laverne. Over to McCracken. Katie McCracken drives. Left, right, switches hands. Off the glass, won't fall. Rebound. Watkins up, the foul in the bucket. And that's what she can do. She was a big part offensively of what they did a year ago at State. They did lose a lot of starters off that Visai team, but she is not one of them. That first foul will be to Laverne. That will be charged to Maria Sosa, her first. Team's first. And the and one attempt won't drop. McGeehee tries to get the rebound. Echevarria grabs it from her, and Laverne comes away with it. Quickly comes Caitlin Long, looking for a teammate. It's one on three, no number. She's going to take it right at Watkins on the block, but kicks it back out for a long two. That's Echevarria. It won't fall. Hits the rim. The glass comes out. The rebound by Johnson. Over to Watkins, who's coming all the way past the timeline, making sure she touches the basketball. Right idea here for Visai, making sure 35 gets it as much as possible. Now into McGeehee on the elbow. She drives, back out, mid-post, back outside the perimeter. Three for Katie McCracken, and the freshman hit it. Big three there. And it's all sudden tied at seven. So Laverne comes out punching. Visai punches back with 5:06 to go in the first quarter. Presley Brown flips it back. Caitlin Long, she's going to try top of the key three. That one's going to come up short. Tipped around, fight for the rebound. Katie McCracken with the board. Stolen away by Sosa. Quickly back to Long, who drops a two, and it goes in, comes back out, but she gets her own rebound, puts it back up. That won't fall, and Watkins says, I'm going to take that now. She's double-teamed, though, trying to get it from Jaden Watkins. She gets it ahead to Casey McCracken. Two-point-blank looks there for Caitlin Long. Wouldn't drop. Now we're getting a drive by Katie. That won't fall, and a rebound by Whitley Cash. One on three. Why not? She's going to shoot it, float it right hand. That one won't drop, and that was just, let's see if this goes in because everything else has. Rebound Watkins. We're still tied at seven with 4:25 to go in this first quarter for substitutions, getting ready to check in at the next dead ball. Into the post, McGeehee spins, and she's hit from behind by Presley Brown. Nice spin move by McGeehee. She's going to go shoot two, and Presley Brown's going to pick up her first foul. That's Laverne's second foul. Going to put Drew McGeehee at the free throw line to give Visai their first lead. And she hit it. Lady Indians in front now, 8-7. Couple substitutions coming in. Taya Leone, good energy player here for the Tigers. And now we've seen Macy Bentley. So she is going to play. She was dressed. And she's going to give it a go. Didn't start. She usually starts. And that's two drop down there for McGeehee, who has 2 points. 9-7 Visai. Cash out there, Long crossover. Long flips it inside to Echevarria. Great pass and an assist for Caitlin Long, and Echevarria's got two. We're knotted up again at nine. Tied one more time with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And what's been a great start for both teams here early. So it's Bentley's out there with Leone, Echevarria, Long, and Cash. It's man defense right now for the Lady Tigers. Watkins out there with both McCrackens. McGeehee and Johnson, starters still in there for Visai. The freshman, Katie McCracken. She's going to be a good one. She crosses over, nowhere to go. Picks up her dribble. Now over and down in the post. Nice pass, touch pass into Watkins, who missed it. And she is fouled on the board. I think they're going to get Cash over the back here. And it is indeed on Whitley Cash. That's three fouls already on the Lady Tigers. And that is one on Whitley. Now stack formation in front of the hoop as Visai inbounds. They get it to Watkins. She's going to turn. She's going to shoot. And the touch there. Tough shot. And you really have to deny her the basketball. She's a threat to shoot it from anywhere. It was a line driver, but it went down. Ball fake Bentley. She fakes the spin, turns back to the right. She's swatted by Watkins, goes right to McCracken. Great defense by 35. And what a quarter for her right now. Picking up right where she left off the last time we saw her on Tuesday. Now down in the corner to Johnson, back outside Watkins. She gets a screen from McCracken, comes around it from the free throw line. That one won't drop, but a rebound by McGeehee. And the putback won't fall, and a rebound by Laverne. Point blank miss there by McGeehee. It's still 11-9, Lady Indians, 2:53. Drive, Long, shot fake. Terrace tries to take it underneath, goes off the bottom of the backboard, and that shot won't drop. Goes back to Visai with 2:44 to go in the quarter. They lead by two. Johnson now. Right corner, near corner. Now back out to the near wing. McGeehee picks up her dribble. Back to Katie McCracken. They're trying to get it in. They do bounce pass inside. Turn shot, right hand. That won't fall from Watkins. And a putback and a foul on McGeehee on the rebound. Too much attention paid to Watkins. They didn't box out McGeehee. That is the first foul. Macy Bentley, four fouls already for the Lady Tigers here early. And Coach Trippett wants to discuss that. With 2:28 to go in the first quarter, it's Visai 11, Laverne 9. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
back in Shattuck, 8th annual Shattuck Shootout. And as we've come to expect here, if you don't remember from last year, we had a couple nail biters. Brooklyn Bayless had a game winner. We had a Tegan Jones game where she dropped about 40. We've seen some fantastic efforts. And we saw an early good game earlier between the Boys City and Shattuck's guys that came down to the wire. Came down to some free throws at the end by John David Elam. So we've already seen one good game. We've got one right now. It's 11-9 Visai. And the free throws right upcoming again for Drew McGee. He's done a great job basically getting the second chance opportunities as Laverne has not boxed her out. And she's been living at the free throw line, although she missed that one. She made the first two she shot. And on Tuesday night, they struggled a little from the charity stripe, did these Visai Lady Indians. They're starting out a little hot here. We'll see if McGee, and she missed those two. She's 50% so far. So two misses that time. Here come the Lady Tigers. Looking to run after that timeout by Coach Trippett. Shot fake by Cash. Goes back to Brown. Swinging around. Sosa thought about a three. She drives into the free throw line and kick. Whitley Cash, wing three. That's going to not go down and come back out. Looked like it was going in for a second. Came back out, and Jaden Watkins with the rebound. Back comes Visai. 2:07 to go in the quarter. In the corner, wide open. Zayden Johnson, no one got her. There's a box out by Leone trying to get the rebound and pushed out of bounds by McCracken. They're going to tag her with a foul. She was trying to get around Leone. Good job boxing out by Taya Leone. That'll be the first foul in Visai, and Casey McCracken's first. Under two to play. Now in the first quarter, still 11-9. And Whitley Cash, who started out red hot, hitting her first three shots, has cooled off a little bit here lately. Now Leone on the wing. Corner Brown. Bounce pass inside. Poked away underneath by Katie McCracken, and another steal by Visai. Lady Indians looking like the ones applying the pressure this time, forcing turnovers from Laverne here early. McGeehee, nowhere to go. Gives it to McCracken. They float it inside. Great pass by McCracken inside to Jaden Watkins. And line driver, great decision. That's an assist and two more for Watkins, who's already got six. Quick three by Cash trying to answer. That won't drop. Watkins fights for the rebound, stolen away by Sosa. Flips it ahead to Cash. She drives inside, gets to the rack and misses it. Rebound backside. Bentley, put back, won't go. Rebound Casey McCracken. Two good looks for Laverne, would not drop. 13-9, Visai in front. 1:06 to go in the quarter. McGeehee cut off. Oh, she's stolen away. Poked away by Sosa. Goes right to Presley Brown. Presley Brown looking to run. She's got 2-on-3. Takes it all the way in herself. That won't fall. Missed the lay-in. Tipped right back to Macy Bentley, who puts it up and in. And Bentley's got two. Gutting one out for her team. That's what you like to see, playing sick out there or under the weather or whatever it was. For whatever it was, she thought she might not be able to go. And she's out there giving her teammates 2 points there. 13-11. Bank in. Shot by Watkins. The look on her face. You could tell Jaden did not intend to do that. But she has got the hot hand. And now a quick three by Sosa. Other end. That's an air ball. Hits the backboard, actually. And a long rebound goes to Presley Brown. 24 seconds. Laverne trying to slow it down. They trail 16-11. They drop it back to Leone. She kicks it over to Presley Brown. Tried to bounce pass into Whitley Cash. Long two from that short corner. Won't drop it. Another rebound by Watkins, who had almost a double-double at halftime against Buffalo. Was already working on that. 4 seconds to shoot. Katie McCracken. She's going to pull up off the glass. Won't fall. Rebound Laverne. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. At the end of one, the Lady Indians lead the Lady Tigers 16-11. Back with the second quarter. You're listening to a Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back here in Ellis County, Shattuck Shootout here at Indian Fieldhouse. The Taj Mahali, as it's affectionately known as at K101, is a beautiful facility they have here, and it is one of the best places you can watch a high school basketball game, and we're glad that they have put this together. 8th annual, and right now it's 16-11, Visai in front of Laverne in our first game here, but the second to last one here as a quick three coming from the corner. Presley Brown hit it, and coming out of that quarter, great play call there by Coach Trippett, leaves Presley Brown wide open for three. It's now 16-14. And Laverne coming out with a big shot here to start this quarter. Now Jaden Watkins pushed her all the way out to the perimeter. She's looking for space. It's stolen away by Brown, and by Caitlin Long, rather. Long's going to drive inside. She's going to stop, pop from the block. That's going to drop for her. And she's got her first two and a quick timeout. This time, Coach Jones wants to talk about it. So 16-16, quick timeout here with 7:29 to go in the half. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Welcome back. Shattuck knotted up at 16 coming out of that quarter. Laverne with a quick 5 points. It's tied this thing up. Visai going to try to answer here. 7:23 to go in the half, in the first half. And the ball is going to be swung around to the corner. That's going to be Katie McCracken. And the freshman gives it to the senior, Jaden Watkins. They swing it to the other side. McGehee dropped into the elbow. McCracken picks up her dribble. They tie her up. Good job defensively. Caitlin Long that time, but the possession arrow is going to stay here with Visai. Forgot to mention the assistant coaches, by the way. Coach Trippett assisted by Jenny Laverty, and Kylan Watkins is assistant coach Casey Jones. She also did a little play-by-play duty earlier, so she's busy over there in the sideline. That's going to be inbounded for Visai's live stream, that is, not for us. But that's going to be inbounded in by, poked away by Laverne, almost stolen away, but Zayden Johnson gets it, passes the timeline, gets it ahead to McCracken. She's swarmed. They try to get it inside, poked away. Great job by Echevarria. Coming over from the backside to poke that away. Another steal by the Lady Tigers. Coming out with a little fire. Brown's open for three in the wing. Comes up short, bounces right back to her. She gives it to Whitley Cash. Over to Leone. They slow it up. Laverne playing with a little more pep in their step to start this second frame. Drop it into the elbow to Cash. She's going to take it. Try to take it down to the block. It won't go. She's going to kick it back out to Long. Now over to Leone, who is not very tall. She's all of about 5'4" out there. But she is pesky defensively. Now they give it to Long. Now over to Cash. She shot fakes. It takes one dribble. Nowhere to go. Over to Leone. She gets a screen from Echevarria. Comes off it. Pick and roll. Pick and pop to the elbow for Echevarria. And two, and why not? She had that steal on one end. Sets a great screen. Gets an open look there. Knocks it down. And now Laverne back in front. 18-16. Back and forth we go here in Shattuck. 6:03 to go in the half. Pick up by McGehee. McCracken down the block to Watkins. Kicks it back out to Johnson. They swing it to Casey McCracken. Hand in her face, three from the wing. That won't fall. Rebound Leone. She's got a couple as the smallest girl on the floor. Whitley Cash drives inside looking for room. A little spin shot. She's blocked by McCracken. Goes right back to her. Tries to save it, but throws it right back to the Indians and Zayden Johnson. Katie McCracken tried to cross over. Lost it. Is that off her foot? They're going to say no. That's off Caitlin Long. And going to stay with the Lady Indians, who have a two-point trail by two to Laverne, 18-16. Sosa's going to come back in this game for Leone. So it's Echevarria, it's Long, it's Cash, it's Presley Brown, and it is Sosa. Inbounded by Zayden Johnson into Katie McCracken. She flips it into Watkins, who flips it back outside to McGehee. They really deny Watkins. She reposts, but they get into the high post to Casey McCracken. She turns, almost stolen away, goes right back to her. She shoots and gets fouled. Presley Brown almost had the steal. McCracken regathered, and that's going to be two fouls on Presley Brown and five team fouls already on Laverne. That's going to put Casey McCracken at the free throw line with a chance to tie this thing. And with Bentley a little under the weather, going to have to keep Presley Brown out there as long as possible as Casey hits that first free throw. She's got three, cuts it to one. She can tie it here with another big free throw upcoming. Hit them both, and now Visai looking much sharper from the free throw line tonight. Tied up at 18. Caitlin Long picks it up, skips it to the other side. They get it quickly ahead to Presley Brown. Flips it one pass to Echevarria, quick to Sosa. Right idea, and Sosa wasn't ready for the pass and goes out of bounds. It was good ball movement Sosa a little upset with herself there. Couldn't handle that one. She would have had a wide open two. Instead, it's a turnover, and Bisai can take the lead here once again. Could be another lead change. 5:08 to go in the half. 18-18. Geehee picks it up. They get it to Watkins on the perimeter. Chivaria doing a nice job on her here. Really trying to keep her outside. She's going to try a three anyway. That's going to come up short, and Echeverria gets the rebound. If you're Laverne, that's exactly where you want her to shoot it from, not where she's comfortable. Caitlin Long drives, kicks outside. Presley Brown, long three again, and she hit another one. They're going to have to leave her out there. She's hit two big threes in this game. Laverne's up 21-18, 4:39 to go in this half. Into the post, Casey McCracken tries to force the issue, drives inside. They try to take it from her. She's got to pick up her dribble, drops it off to Johnson, who turns. She's blocked, goes out of bounds, and they're going to say out on the Lady Indians on McCracken. Nice defense once again by the Lady Tigers in the post. Giving up a little bit of size down there, but they're doing a nice job of collapsing on the blocks, trying to take the ball from Visai here early, 21-18. Laverne in front. Sosa. Right back to Brown. She thought about another three. She's hit the last two. She's going to drop into the elbow. Picks up her dribble. Back outside. Nowhere to go. Caitlin Long wants to reset it. Man defense here for Visai. McGeehee on Long. She's trying to cross her over. Takes her into the paint. Changes direction. Shot fake. Regather. Shoots it again. That's going to come up short. Rebound Watkins, who rips that thing down. 3:55 now. Under four to play in the half. It's a three-point lead for the Lady Tigers. Getting back in man. Casey McCracken directing traffic over to Katie. Katie guarded by Cash. Now in the corner. Quickly, nice back cut underneath by Casey McCracken, who drives, shoots, and scores. She came all the way from the backside, came down to the near side block, picked up the assist, or picked up the pass, and picked up two. She's got six, and it's 21-20, one-point lead for Laverne. Long from the free throw line, knocks it down, gets curled around a screen and hit the shot. She's got four. It's 23-20. Lead back to three for Laverne. Visai with the basketball. Now over to Zayden Johnson, far corner. She's got Long on her. Bounces top of the key. Brown on McCracken. She's going to hoist a shot up. Tough shot for McCracken. Won't fall. Rebound Whitley Cash looking to run. It's a three on two. She drives inside with the right hand off the glass. Coast to coast. Whitley Cash gets two more. And another timeout by Coach Jones. It's 25-20. Laverne in front by five. 2:59 to go in the half. Back after this on our Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Back here at Indian Fieldhouse, Laverne leads Visai 25-20 here at the 8th Annual Shattuck Shootout. And we also want to thank our sponsors, Moore's Roofing, Bank 7, H&R Block, Security State Bank of Laverne. Couldn't do it without you guys helping us to bring you all this action. Again, we're going to be here. We'll be here for the right after this. The Laverne boys will take on our Nets boys right after this one. And tomorrow night, we're going to have two night games as well, which will feature Shattuck, the winner here. So let's drop down into Watkins, and Jaden Watkins turns and shoots. Great job coming out of that timeout by Coach Jones. It was one pass from Johnson inside to Watkins on the assist, and she gets two more. She's already got 10, and there's 2:38 to go in the first quarter. It's 25-22 Laverne. Whitley Cash now out to Echeverria. Ball fake, drives inside, gets past Watkins, but misses the shot. She got around the left, felt her behind her, I think. Forced that one. That's a rebound. McGeehee and Visai can now tie this thing up. The trail by three. Katie McCracken with Cash on her. Nice screen all the way around the side. And Katie McCracken with a great pass down to Drew McGeehee. Nice backdoor cut by McGeehee for two. It's 25-24. Laverne leads by one. And the assist by the freshman, Katie McCracken. Dropped inside to Sosa. Off her hands again. Leone found Sosa cutting across the block. Couldn't handle it, and that's a couple missed catches there by Sosa. Pretty nice pass by Leone. Then turnover by Laverne. Now Visai with under two to play. Can take the lead back once again. Another lead change possible here. Johnson directing traffic. Everyone's on the perimeter right now for Viside. There they go. Now McGee, he's going to drop down to the near block. They hand it off on the perimeter. McCracken back cut inside by Johnson. Watkins and a nice pass and a foul and one by Jaden Watkins. Nice backdoor cut. Casey McCracken saw her. And that foul is going to be number two on Maria Sosa. And that's the 16th foul on Laverne. One more will be one and one. And one drops for Watkins, who's got 13 already. They were leading scorers in other games that didn't have 13 the whole time. Two-point lead for Viside, 27-25. Laverne looking to answer. Long handoff. Stolen away by Casey McCracken. She's going to drive inside one-on-one. She's got Echevarria off the glass. Steal, and coast-to-coast goes McCracken for two. It's 29-25, a minute 24 to go in this half. Caitlin Long now bringing up. Nice job by Viside getting quickly back in defense. Long was looking to attack. Nowhere to go. Echevarria, top of the key for three. They gave her space. It won't drop, and a rebound by Katie McCracken. Tough shot there for Echevarria. Four-point lead for Viside. Chance to increase it here. Over to Casey McCracken, far wing. Now the corner to Katie. Katie trying to find Casey. Drops it off right back out to Katie. She goes baseline, long two, and a floater. That won't drop. Poked around on the rebound and grabbed by Echevarria. And back to Whitley Cash. 45 seconds to shoot in this half. Four-point lead for the Lady Indians. Big possession here for the Lady Tigers. Caitlin Long guarded by McGeehee. Over to Cash. Shot fake. Drives in the paint. Picks up her dribble. Shoots a fadeaway. And I think McCracken got a piece of that. Another block. Good defense by McCracken. And the ball goes back to Viside. Jaden Watkins wants to slow it down. 24 seconds to shoot and her team up four. They are just taking their time as a great last couple minutes here for Viside on a six-point run. Now up four, chance to make it more right here. McCracken now over to Katie. Katie drives, tries to shoot a floater. That's blocked by Whitley Cash with 4 seconds. She regathers, hoists it at the back of the backboard. Just trying to do anything she can. I think she thought she had less time than she did. There's still 2.5 seconds left on the clock. So a chance for Laverne to maybe get a quick shot here. But here comes Visay on a quick press. Baseball pass, length of the court all the way to Sosa. She's got room for three. Deep one, it won't go at the buzzer. Visay's going to go into the half up four. It's the Lady Indians 29, Lady Tigers 25. Back with halftime after this. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Jane Giroux. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one-stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Hello, I'm Jose Hernandez, and I have been using a wheelchair since my accident in 1995.
My name is Andrea Dalzell, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old.
I guess if I had one message for the general public, it would be that I appreciate your help. But please, ask first.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that I've actually got everything under control.
I think people get nervous. They don't know how to act, so they pretend I'm not there.
What probably bothers me the most is when waiters talk to my companion and not directly to me.
I think everyone with a disability can relate to that parking spot problem.
We know you're just parking in that disabled spot for a second, but please, don't. We're just looking for the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
United Spinal Association is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of people living with spinal cord injuries and disorders. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
Back here in Shattuck, 8th annual Shattuck Shootout. Right now at half, it's Vicide 29, Laverne 25, in one that was everything we thought it was going to be. This is the one kind of in that first round, the girls' side. We looked at it on the bracket and said, whoa, 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 because Vicide, even though they're coming in at 8-9, again, on that four-game win streak and really playing their best basketball here in the last week or so. And that's exactly what Coach Jones does. As you know, as you look at a team that lost so much production, he lost Jade Hazelbaker to NOC Enid. She's out there right now with Tegan Jones, Brinley Q on that squad, and you know, some real good players from the area. But they losing that kind of production, you know, you lose Lauren Morris at graduation, you lose a lot of your key players on that semifinal run. Take some time to kind of figure out your identity, but right now that identity is Jaden Watkins, who had 13 points already here in the first half, and not too shabby herself. Casey McCracken, another starter a year ago on that squad, has 8. So the two remaining players with the most playing time a year ago coming back here and really making their presence felt as Visalia leads by 4. Although Laverne won that quarter, 14-13. They won it by 1, and they really came out on fire there. Whitley Cash started out with the first 7 points. She hit her first 3 shots. She's got 9 right now at the half, cooled off a little bit there in that second quarter. And Presley Brown's got 6 on a couple threes. Caitlin Long's got 4. Nani Echevarria playing well. Really, she's been tasked with keeping that ball out of the hands of Watkins, which is a tough task. And she's got 4 points as well, even with her defensive efforts to go along with that. Macy Bentley has 2, playing a little under the weather and trying to gut this one out. So sharing the scoring around Laverne. They did have a lot of fouls. In the first quarter, they really calmed down there in that second quarter and stopped hacking as much, which has kept them mostly, for the most part, out of foul trouble. Maria Sosa's got a couple. Presley Brown has a couple. They're going to have to be careful here in the third quarter. But other than that, it's been a really tightly contested game. As we mentioned at the top, one of the keys would be try to deny Jaden Watkins the basketball for Laverne. They haven't done that so much, and because of that, she's got about 13, and Visalia's doing a real good job of setting screens for her. She'll change where she's at. She's on the perimeter. She's on the block, and they're really trying to get her ball where she's comfortable. Usually she hovers around that free throw line. She likes that elbow shot. She likes that foul shot. That has not been where she's been shooting from. She's been shooting from everywhere else, and she is quite the player. And Laverne going to have to keep her bottled up. But the flip side goes for Whitley Cash, who's already got 9 as well. And she can get streaky, get hot in a hurry. We mentioned she's been the MVP of 2 tournaments already and trying to get a 3rd one here. But this game will be key because, obviously, you lose this one, you're down into that consolation bracket, and you're not even going to have a shot at playing for that title. So you certainly don't want to end up over there here in the first day. You want to at least be playing for 3rd place or for that 1st place trophy, depending on what happens here. So, again, the loser of this one will drop down. They will get a pretty good Sayre team. That'll be the early game tomorrow. The winner is going to get Shattuck, who won 44-27 over the Lady Eagles a little earlier today. Jenna Bay, who just is coming back off an injury. She hadn't been back long. She's not even starting right now for the Lady Indians, but she had 17, so she's feeling a little better, I would say. Also, up at the top, Arnett, the Lady Wildcats, 62-49 winners over Boys City earlier, and that would be your prohibited a Vegas favorite, I guess, if you would say. That's the 8th-ranked team in the state. That's the highest-ranked team we have on either side of our brackets. But they will get 18th-ranked Balco, pretty good team in their own right, who took down Shattuck's JV 56-24. And shout-out to the Shattuck JV, who had to step in. Forgan again yesterday had to pull out due to too many illnesses, as really everybody dealing with that about this right about now, and they are no different. So they were not going to be able to make it, which means we'll have a new boys champion because Forgan won this thing. In fact, Forgan's won quite a few of these historically, as the Forgan Bulldogs on the boys' side. They won last year, as we mentioned, but also 2018, 2017, 2016, and 2015 were all wins for Forgan. In fact, Chandler Breyer was an MVP in 2015. He was an assistant coach now over in the Balco side. So Balco or Forgan, I have to look that up, but I believe he's an assistant coach for one of those squads, but one of the MVPs in the building. Last year, the MVP was Jordan McCowan, who would have been back, so he would have had a repeat MVP quite possibly. But again, Forgan didn't make it. Shattuck's JV stepping in last minute. Kudos to them for doing that on the boys and the girls' side. And on the boys' side, as we mentioned, the Shattuck men in a close one over Boys City. John David Edom with 20 points, 6 for 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter as they narrowly get by Boys City. Caleb Arthaud had 23 for Boys City. What a player he is. What an athlete is Arthaud. But Shattuck is going to move on 58-54. They will play the winner of Laverne and Arnett, who are going to play right after this. And 18th-ranked Visalia, they win big over Balco. Balco is just now starting to get some guys back. They've faced their own bit of sickness and injury. And then Sayre coming out over Shattuck's JV, 71-44. So the Sayre Eagle men moving on. They're going to play Vyside tomorrow at 4:40. So here we go. We're going to take a break, come right back. Vyside 29, Laverne 25. We'll take a break and be right back. Round ball roundup here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here in Shattuck. Already missed a couple possessions there as coming out of that break. We had a couple misses by Laverne and missed by Vyside as well. Right now, Lady Enzi with the basketball. Got a point blank miss. The ball's on the ground. We're going to get a, looks like a jump ball here. Possession arrow going to go over to Laverne as Lady Tigers started with possession. They trail 29-25 as they had a miss by Caitlin Long and a rebound by Vyside and another steal in the back end by the Lady Tigers. We've had a couple of those tonight. That's kind of their M.O. And that then they coming back the other end. Nani Echevarria missed a layup. Rebound by side. Now the jump ball brings us to right here where Caitlin Long has it. She's going to flip it over to Presley Brown. Right back to Caitlin Long. Going to shoot a wing three. And that one's going to bounce and not go in. Got a good look at it. Rebounding who else? Jaden Watkins, who's already got working on a double-double. She's getting real close in rebound. She's got to have eight at least that I've counted. Now Watkins on the wing. Drops it back inside to McGehee. She's bottled up and stolen away. Oh, the jump ball, they're going to say. Possession arrow going to Vyside as Macy Bentley tied her up. And you can tell Macy is playing six. Her face is bright red. But she's out there trying to, a little under the weather nonetheless. Now we're going to get a kick out back to McCracken. Katie McCracken fakes a three. She almost got away with it. She tried. The ref's laughing right now as she tried to fake the shot, left her feet barely, and I think both refs looked at it, thought the other one was going to call it. And either way, it's a travel. Goes back to Laverne. Now back top of the key, Echevarria. She's going to pass it over to the wing now. Presley Brown into the post quickly to Bentley, and she is fouled trying to come across to that near block, and that is going to be the first foul of this half. And she is shoved in the back. First foul for Vyside. That one's going to be tagged to Drew McGehee. That's her first foul as well. Not a shooting foul. Going to be inbounded by Whitley Cash. Lofts it out to the perimeter to Caitlin Long from the wing. Pass fake. Drives inside. Takes it right at Watkins. It's blocked and out of bounds. And Watkins closed down that block quickly and gets the block. Stays, though, with Laverne. As right now, we saw our first couple of Chloe Nelson in the game right now for Vyside. And a couple substitutions. McGehee comes out of there. And Gracie Guthrie is going to come in. So a couple new Lady Indians seeing their first action. Cutting inside. Bentley takes it to the hoop, picks up the foul, and scores. Nice job. Comes down from the elbow She gets her fourth point, chance to make it five, and it's a two-point lead. She can make it one here. That's second foul on Visai. That'll be the first on Gracie Guthrie, who just came in the basketball game. And Bentley rolls that one out. Again, we're going left to right. Visai right to left as they have flip-flop sides here. And to try to drop it up, stolen away by Long at the timeline. Nobody back. She's going to drive it in. She missed an easy lay-in. She had a wide-open layup off the steal. Couldn't get it. Casey McCracken comes away with the board. And Coach Jones calls a timeout so he can hold possession. So with 5:44 to go in the third quarter, it's Visai 29, Laverne 27. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Janger Road. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Shattuck here at Indian Field House. The Taj Mahal is 29-27. Visai leads by two over Laverne. And now the Lady Tigers coming out in that press. Quickly getting over to Guthrie. Now the other side to Katie McCracken. Freshman crosses the timeline. Bounce pass to Chloe Nelson. Now to the wing. One pass inside to try. Looking for Guthrie. Poked away by Echevarria. Has done a nice job rotating defensively tonight. It's going to stay, though, here with the Lady Indians. The two-point lead. They've now held the lead here for a few minutes with 5:30 to go in the first quarter. They took it back with about 2 minutes to go in the half. And underneath is Chloe Nelson. She's waving for the ball, but DeLong gets back just in time and steals it from her. She was open for a second, 1 second too late. Caden Long with a steal. She drives in, right hand off the glass. That one goes, and a much tougher shot than the one she missed, but she gets it. It's tied up now at 29. Long with another attacking bucket. That's on the ground. Caitlin Long with the steal. That's on the ground. Bentley comes away with it, taking it to the rack. Up, and she is hacked, taking it to the rim. That was either Nelson or McCracken. And I think they're going to get Katie McCracken with this. That is her first. Three already for Visai. They're starting out like Laverne did in the first quarter with three quick fouls. So 5:03 to go here in the third quarter. Macy Bentley going to go to the free throw line shooting two. And she missed that first one. And she forced that. And they're really coming up. They're really, you can tell her teammates really coming in and cheering on Macy because they know she's not feeling all that well. But they've been able to really got her back. And she has gotten one out. And now she gets a chance to give her team the lead back. And another lead change if she hits it. And she does. Macy Bentley with five. And they're going to give her a little rest. Go get her hydrated here. I don't know if she's sick or hurt because she looks like she's kind of limping a little bit. She does not look. This might be an injury. I'm not sure. Maybe the sickness was just assumed. But now it looks like she's going to go. She's headed out of the locker room right now. Watkins inside. One touch pass down low to Johnson. It almost ripped away by Long. It's on the ground and goes out of bounds. Stays with Visai. And that's right. Macy Bentley is now heading over to the locker room and they're going to walk over there with a teammate. She tried her best out here, and we may not see her again, but we'll see. She still had 5 points and playing hard out there. Now that's going to be poked out of bounds and stay here with Visai. So real active hands this quarter for Laverne Lady Tigers, who now lead by one coming out of the half and have stepped faster defensively, trying to keep up that pressure. Inbounded now from Nelson into Zayden Johnson. She picked up her dribble unwisely. Then gets it quickly over to Nelson. Down on the left block. Turn, shoot by Watkins. Air ball and a fight for the rebound on the backside. But McCracken knocks it out of bounds and goes over to the Lady Tigers. And that was a good look. Good entry pass into Watkins. And usually she hits that shot. That one didn't go for her. And now the press on for Visai. Brown quickly back to Long. Trying to break it. Crossover. Gets inside. 3-on-2. Bounce pass underneath. Echevarria off the glass and good. Assist and she's fouled and the bucket. Great job by Long running the break. Gets it to Echevarria, who's got 6. And Nani with a chance to make it 7. Laverne now in front 32-29 with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. And the Lady Tigers coming out with a little more fire to start this quarter. And one opportunity here. That foul, by the way, as the free throw won't drop. That is the third foul on McCracken. Casey McCracken with three. fourth team foul on Visai. Now McGehee picks it up in the wing, rifles one into the right block, trying to regather it underneath as Nelson stolen away again, this time Cash with the steal. She picks up her dribble, quickly over to Brown. Crowd wanted to travel. Back to Cash for three. Top of the key. That won't fall. Long rebound, though. Brown tracks it down. Over to Long in the wing. One dribble. She's open for three in the wing. That one's not going to fall, and that's going to be a rebound by McCracken. And two open three misses for Laverne that time. And now they lead 32-29 with 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Johnson picks up her dribble. She's trapped, and they just rip it from her. Leone takes it from her. You cannot pick up your dribble against these Tigers. Crossover Cash. Two on two. Takes it inside. Gets a blocking foul. Shot won't drop, but she's going to go to the line and shoot a couple. As Nelson tried to get back, did step too slow, and that's already going to be five team fouls on Visai with 3:34 to go in the third quarter. It's also going to put Whitley Cash at the free throw line. Chance for her to get into double digits. First one for Whitley is no good. And too much shoulder in that one. Now Zayden Johnson's going to come out. Katie McCracken will come in. It'll be interesting. Casey playing with three, and they're going to leave her in there right now. Another three throw goes down. Whitley Cash has 10, and Laverne leads 32-33-29. Press quickly on for Lady Tigers. Almost poked away by Echevarria. Watkins grabs it, flips it inside to Nelson. Great pass, and Nelson gets two, and she's on the board. Cuts it to two. Nice assist by Watkins. Brown flips it over to Caitlin Long, and Laverne spreads it out. Got two now on the blocks, three on the perimeter. The weave. Man defense here by Visai. Skip pass. Near corner, three for Brown. She's hit a couple of them. That one won't fall, and another rebound by Casey McCracken, who's working on double-digit rebounds tonight. Now a trap in the corner quickly. They get Katie McCracken to turn it over. Cash tries to get it ahead to Long. It's poked by McCracken out of bounds and out off the foot of Long, who's going to come up limping here, and she fell weird on that. She's walking it off. Looks like she's going to be okay, but that left ankle may have rolled a little bit on her. We'll see. She's a little slow to get up, but she's right back in that press. McCracken picking up her dribble again, but gets it ahead quickly to McGehee. Down inside to Watkins. Nobody found Watkins. She's fouled and gets two. One pass to McGehee. Watkins on the block. And Jaden Watkins with 15 and a chance for the and one. That'll be the first team foul on Laverne of this quarter with 2:43 to go in the third quarter. Second foul on Whitley Cash. And Watkins at the line. And she hit it. And Visai shot it better from the stripe than Laverne so far in this one. Now they are back in front by a point, 34-33. Another lead change. We've had a bunch of them tonight. Long drive and kick out to Brown. She's going to drive, kick it to the near corner. Leone, pass fake. Oh, the far side, getting that defense moving back and forth, and Long doesn't like it. She wants to reset. Point guard looking for space. Gets inside. Bounce pass up underneath to Echevarria. Great pass, great assist, and two more for Nani. And Laverne back in front, 35-34. Back and forth we go. 2:14 to go in the third quarter. Great game here to start our coverage of the Shattuck shootout. Now McCracken looking at Watkins. Bounces up underneath it. Stolen by Long. Great anticipation. It was the right idea by McCracken on the bounce pass, but Long with the steal. Whitley Cash driving. Shoot from the free throw line and hits it. 12 for Whitley. 37-34. It's a three-point lead for the Lady Tigers. 1:52 to go in the third quarter. Casey down in the corner to Chloe Nelson. Back outside to McGehee. Rifles one inside to Watkins on the block, who turns, shoots, and scores. And nothing you can do down there. She had great position. 18 for Jaden. 1:36 now to go in that third quarter. Coach Trippett getting his girls fired up. Crossover, another crossover by Long. Rifles one outside to Brown, who's open on the wing for three. Air ball. Rebound backside. Whitley Cash, who gets it over to Long and saves the possession. Bounce it inside to Brown. Curl move. Extra pass inside to Echevarria. Great pass by Brown and great teamwork by the Lady Tigers. Echevarria's got 10. Doing a nice job staying on that block. Everyone rotates to the cutter, to the driver, and open on the other end. Drive by Katie McCracken, who puts it in. She had a step on everybody. Slices in from the wing, and she's got five, and it's 38-39. Laverne in front by one. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Caitlin Long probing. She's going to step back from the free throw line, shoot a high arcing shot, won't go, and Jaden Watkins with the box out in the board. Quickly ahead to Casey McCracken, almost lost it, but she has to regather it, gets across the timeline, gets it over to Jaden, 40 seconds left here to shoot for Visai. Shot fake, drive, Katie McCracken, floater, won't fall, rebound, backside, Watkins, put back, won't go, fighting for the rebound, still tipped around, and Chloe Nelson grabs it, she turns and shoots, that won't fall, and a rebound finally by Taya Leone. Couple shots there by Vysai, a couple missed opportunities on the block, 20 seconds to shoot, Laverne leads by one, it's been a great quarter for them, Caitlin Long going to catch her breath and hold this for the last shot. She's got McGehee waiting on her to make a move. Giving her some room. It's a screen from Leone. She slips it. Gets another screen from Echeverria. Comes around it. Shoots over top of Watkins and hits it. Double screen for Long. She comes around and scores. And the heave at the buzzer won't drop. At the end of three, it's Laverne 41, Vysai 38. Fourth quarter upcoming here at the Shattuck Shootout. You're listening to our Round Ball Roundup on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
K101.
Ask Monty. I don't care who you are. Ask Monty.
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Back in Shattuck. 8th annual Shattuck Shootout. Laverne leads Vysai 41-38. Fourth quarter upcoming in a back-and-forth affair between two real good squads. Again, Vysai, two-time winners of this tournament. Laverne's never won the Shattuck Shootout, so they're looking. They've won a couple tournaments already, the Laverne tournament and the Oil Center Classic. Looking to add to that trophy case, Vysai looking to win their fifth in a row. And we're going to get a foul away from the basketball, a moving screen. That's going to be under the hoop. And I believe that's Leone. That'll be the second team foul on Laverne. Quite see who they tagged that with 7:48 to go. And that is going to be on Leone, her first. Only the team's second. Five fouls already for the Lady Indians, who have the basketball and a chance to tie this thing again. And Chloe Nelson's going to try a wing three. She was wide open, but it's going to bounce over the top of the backboard off the miss. And she got a good look at it. Would not drop for her. And tough break there. And that's going to be a go back to the Laverne Lady Tigers, looking to increase their lead. 41-38, 7:35 to go. In a game that's been a game of runs. That is 16-9 third quarter by the Lady Tigers. They trailed for about 4 or 5 minutes there. That is a steal, quick steal there by Vysai. Get down the other side. That's Ariana Bruce taking it with the left hand up and in, and she drops it in for two. That's her first action of the game. Comes in, gets a steal, and a coast-to-coast bucket. So what a start just coming in there out of that quarter for Bruce. 40-41, one-point lead. They drop it over to Brown, corner, almost stolen away by Vysai. It is stolen away by McGehee. They trapped Brown on the baseline, and she turned it over. Now quickly back in the press goes Laverne. They cross it to Nelson. Skips across to Bruce, looking for room. Ariana gets a screen, but Whitley Cash slips it, and she picks up her dribble. And that's what you don't want to do against the Tigers. They swarm her. She gets it ahead to Nelson. Bounces it up underneath. McGehee turns. Drops it off to a cutting McCracken. Nice job by McCracken, understanding where she was at the floor. And she gets two more. She's in double digits with 10. And Vysai's back in front by a point. 42-41. Leone on the wing. Direct in traffic. She gets it over to Echeverria. She's out there with Cash, with Brown, with Caitlin Long. Over to Long. Shot faked a little bit. Thought about a three. Nobody dropped. She gets a screen. She's going to take it around the perimeter. She's going to reset in the far side. She gets it over to Cash. Cash thought about an NBA three, said no. Echeverria, shot fake, drive, kick to Brown on the wing, guarded by Bruce. She drives inside, kicks it back out to Leone. She's going to try an open three from the corner. It's going to go long and a rebound, Jayden Watkins. Good look, but Watkins swallows that up. Casey McCracken looking to drive, and under Caitlin Long gets down and draws the charge. McCracken, you could tell she had her mind made up coming in after she crossed the timeline, and Caitlin Long was waiting on her. That is four, I believe, on McCracken. Yes, it is. And that's a big fourth foul by their second leading scorer, who's got 10. She's going to have to stay in, and she's going to play. She's going to stay out there right now. Katie McCracken's coming back in. It's going to be McGeehee, Bruce, Watkins, and both McCrackens. And coming up now is Caitlin Long. Chance to give Laverne back the lead. They trail by one. 5:51 to go. Drive inside. High dribble by Long, and she gets called for the carry. She didn't like it, but she lost it a little bit. Coach Trippett is upset with the officials. But either way, that's a turnover. Crowd wants them to tee him up. He is a demonstrative right now. Instead, that's going to be inbound by Vaisai underneath the hoop. Getting exciting for a little bit here. 1-point lead for Vaisai, 5:47 left. They've got the basketball. Katie McCracken crosses the timeline. She's double-teamed, stripped away by Presley Brown. It's a breakaway. She's got Bruce to beat with the left hand. Misses the lay-in, tipped around, tried to save by Long, but they're going to say out of bounds on Caitlin Long. And that is the second steal and breakaway that Laverne has missed in a tight game. Brown had one and Long had one. Missed opportunities there for the Lady Tigers, trailing by one. Quickly head to McGeehee on the right block. She tries to slip it into Watkins. It's stolen away by Laverne. Great job. Cash pushes it forward to Brown, who picks up that dribble. Nice low dribble there to maintain possession. Cash open on the wing. Nobody there. She's going to stop shooting. Long two. She's fouled and she gets it to drop. Nobody found Whitley Cash. She drove inside, and that's going to be a foul on Chloe Nelson. Sixth team foul on Vaisai. And Whitley's got 14, and now Laverne back in front by a point. Could be two if Whitley hits this one. And Chloe Nelson's now going to come out. That's going to bring on Cadence Gray, another freshman. It's Coach Jones digging deep into his bench now. It's Casey McCracken not out there playing with that foul. A missed and one attempt. Another missed free throw for the Lady Tigers. And a few of them tonight in a tight game. Vaisai's hit there. It's 43-42 and a true. As Katie McCracken trying to force the issue. And that's going to be a foul on Caitlin Long. A little too aggressive. And that is the only her first. So great job by Caitlin playing hard defensively. Not picking up many fouls tonight. Her team leads by one. 5:08 to go in the first quarter. McGeehee's going to inbound it. She's got Gray out there. She's got Katie McCracken. Ariana Bruce, who gets the basketball. And Watkins. Bruce picking it up, give it to McGeehee. Bodies on the ground. They flip it in. Mid-post turn. Shoot by Watkins. Shot won't fall. Whitley Cash with the box out on the board. It's a 1-on-3. She's going to pull it up wisely and flips it over to Caitlin Long, and they reset. Under 5 to play. Drive by Long. Takes it right at Watkins. Won't drop off the glass. And a rebound by Jaden Watkins. But stripped away inside by Bentley, who just came in out of that break. And she's going to get called. There's going to be a foul on the board, on the ground. As Macy Bentley, who must have went in, got hydrated or whatever, came right back in the game. Picks up the eighth team foul. That's the first one on Watkins, but it's a 1-1 for Macy Bentley, who when she's been in has made the most of the few minutes she's been in there. She is all heart out there right now, number 20. Your team up one. It's going to take a few dribbles here for the 1-1, and she missed the first half of the 1-1, though. So Vaisai dodging a bullet on that one. Here come the Lady Indians. Chance for them to take the lead back. Bruce into the post. Watkins, she's triple teamed. She turns anyway, shoots and scores. They brought everybody in Laverne over there to get her, and she still scored. 4:28 to go in the quarter. Now in the wing, Long three. Caitlin Long, high arcing shot, won't fall for her. And McGeehee grabs the board. Vaisai now up one, 4:17 to go. Laverne looking to trap. Quickly ahead goes Vaisai. Katie McCracken finds Bruce. She drives in right hand, and she is hacked hard. Hits the deck, and that was a pretty good foul by Cash. Bruce would have had a wide-open look at that one. And Whitley Cash is going to pick up her third foul. Fourth on Laverne. That's going to be two free throws for Bruce. And the first one for Ariana drops down. She's got 3 points tonight. Some good minutes off the bench for number four. She's made it 45-43. She's going to lock that one. That one won't fall for her. I think we jinxed her there. Still a 2-point lead for Vaisai. Laverne with a chance to tie or take the lead with 4:06 to go. Quick three by Presley Brown. Air ball. It hits a little bit of the backboard and then bounces right back to Caitlin Long. Break there for the Lady Tigers. And a couple quick threes here for Laverne. Had a little bit more success when they've been running their stuff. And that one Long almost gets poked away and stolen, but goes right to Presley Brown. Everyone's standing around the perimeter right now for the Lady Tigers. Sosa's in the game there with Cash. Shot fake Cash. She drives in. Nowhere to go. Hand off to Brown. Curls around. Drops. Stops from 2 feet out. That won't fall. And a rebound by Watkins. Almost stripped away from her. Good look that time, but would not fall for the Tigers. They're coming out that man again. It's going to be Sosa. It's going to come out and get Bruce. Now they give it to Casey McCracken, playing with four fouls. 3:22 to go. She drives into the elbow, back outside to McGeehee, who's guarded by Long. They pick it up into Watkins, double teamed to the post, tries to flip it ahead, just gets it away. They flip it over to McCracken on the far elbow. She's going to hoist one up there, and we're going to get a over-the-back call, and that's a good call by the official as Watkins did not have position that time. A nice job by Bentley, just really warring down there, and that's going to be a 1-1 on the over-and-back call on Watkins because that's a ninth team foul. And once again, Macy Bentley going to go to the free throw line, and she is fighting in there, giving up a lot of size to Watkins and just made the life tough on her. Really did a good job getting low, pushing her out of there. What a game for Macy Bentley, who's unfortunately not been able to play in as many minutes as she would like. And now a 1-1 for her, and she hit the front end of it. That's a big free throw. Cut it to one, 45-44, and Macy with a chance to tie here with 3:08 to go. Second free throw for Macy Bentley. Drops, and we're tied again, and we're going to get a substitution. Nadia Echevarria is going to come in for Bentley, who gave a tough, hard couple minutes there. Now she's going to go take another break. She's got seven. We're tied at 45. Press on for the Lady Tigers on the Viside. Quickly ahead to Bruce. Cross the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Gets it. Just gets it over to Watkins as she was coming up from behind, crossing that timeline, almost an over and back. Now Bruce on the wing. She's got Leone on her, picks up her dribble, almost lost it. On the floor goes Leone. She's got a breakaway. There's nobody back. She's got McGeehee rushing down the side. Left hand up and in for Leone. Steal coast to coast. She's got her first two of the game. Laverne leads again, 47-45, and a hand check foul on the perimeter after the steal by Leone. She was trying to get another one. She's going to pick up her second foul, and that'll be the fourth team foul on Laverne, who leads by two, 2:39 to go. Visai trying to break the press. They quickly get it ahead to Watkins, and they do break it. Everyone gets back for Laverne. Watkins holds it, hands it off to McCracken, guarded by Long. Try to get it to Katie. She's cut off, and a great job defensively, and a travel force, and that was all on Presley Brown. They were going to do the dribble weave handoff, and Brown cut off the passing lane and forced the travel because they did not expect her to get there that quick. And good defensive play there. And we're going to get a timeout by Coach Jones. So 2:26 to go. Laverne 47. Visai 45. Tight one here at the Shattuck Shootout. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back at Indian Fieldhouse, Laverne leads Visai 47-45, a two-point lead. Numerous lead changes in this one. It was the first quarter was won by Visai, second quarter won by Laverne, and third quarter won by Laverne. Now Visai right now winning this quarter, but trailing the game 45-47. And Coach Jones just calling that timeout. He's got two left. Coach Trippett has three on his sideline, 2:24 to go. Only one in foul trouble is Casey McCracken playing with four. Caitlin Law bringing it up, her team up two. Laverne taking their time. She gives it to Leone and sets a screen for her, who gives it to Whitley Cash. She gets a screen from Echevarria, comes around it, drops it back off to Caitlin Long. It's Brown, it's Cash, it's Echevarria, it's Long, it's Leone. Starters plus Leone out there for Laverne. They give it to Taya, gets a screen from Echevarria, drives a kick to Presley Brown. Dribble weave on the outside, and we're going to get a moving screen once again. And an off-ball foul and a big call there. Gives the ball right back to Visai. 16 foul Laverne, one more. It's the 1-1 for Visai, and that is the first on Nani Echevarria on the moving screen. Kraken gets it over the timeline. Hands it to Bruce. She's got Long on her. Long tries to poke it away. Almost gets a steal, but Bruce gets it back. Quickly ahead to Katie McCracken. Drops it off free throw line to Watkins. She is swarmed right now. Tries to be strong. Gets it on. Tries to flip it inside. Shot by McCracken. They're going to wave it off. She's fouled, but on the ground. It was a great look by Watkins. She was double-teamed. She dropped it into the block to McCracken, but it's a one-and-one instead of a two-shot foul. That's a third foul, and Leone would have tied it. Casey McCracken now has got to earn it the hard way. The one-and-one for Casey. She hit the first one. And by side, we mentioned at the top, free throws, especially down the stretch, are huge. Right now, Lady Indians have been really good from the line tonight. Second one for Casey. Up and rolls it in. It all wanted to come out, but it fell back down. She's got 12. We're tied again with 1:37 to go. Quickly, Laverne ahead. Get it right back to try to break the press. They get it to Long. They get it over. No one's going to stop ball. She drives, kicks it outside to Leone. Thought about a three. Presley Brown's going to shoot one from the wing. She's open. Wedges inside, but Long comes down, gets the rebound. No one boxed out 11. She puts it up for two. She's got 10. 49-47. Now Laverne in front by two. 1:18 to go. Vyside with the basketball. Over to Casey McCracken. It's a nice job not fouling here lately. She tries to get ahead. It's stolen by Leone. Too hard. Leone's got to beat McCracken to the inside. Takes it with the left hand. Switches hands up and in. No one stopped ball. And another coast-to-coast lay-in. And Coach Jones is going to call a timeout. With 1:03 to go, it's Laverne 51, Vyside 47. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one-stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Back at the Shattuck Shootout, another year, another nail-biter here in Shattuck. It's 51-47, Laverne pulling in front after that steal by Leone as Ariana Bruce was cutting towards the hoop, and the pass from McCracken was coming to the outside as they thought she was going to stay outside, and Leone was able to get a fingertip on it, break away down the other end, did a nice job using the rim as an extra to block the defenders behind her. She's not very big. She switched to her left hand, came up underneath the other side, and got two. And she's played some big minutes tonight, especially with Macy Bentley not being 100%. Leone's really coming in and playing well. And all 5 foot, looks like four of her. I don't know what her official height is, but she's playing bigger than that tonight. 51-47, under a minute to go here. Big possession here for the Lady Indians. Trailing by four. McGehee looking for space. Gives it back to Katie McCracken. 50 seconds left. Drive. It's hard shot by Katie McCracken. Rebound under the hoop by Watkins, who was pushed underneath, but didn't matter. She gets two, and now it's 51-49. She's got 22 tonight. Quickly over to Cash on the wing. 36 seconds to shoot, and they're going to have to foul. 34 seconds left, trailing by two. We'll see who they foul. Caitlin Long's just going to try to hold on to the basketball as long as she can. She gets it over to Cash. With the Cash, McGehee tried to do a fake steal. Coach Tribbett saying, get away, back it up. There's 20 seconds left. Vyside's going to have to foul. Brown is finally fouled by Bruce. And with 16.3 to go, she's going to go to the free throw line. She's going to get two because this is the 10th foul. She's going to hit them both, and it may be too much for Vyside to overcome. Two big free throws here for Presley Brown. First one, she banked it in. Oh, my goodness. That was not intended. But it went down anyway. It's a three-point lead. Here's the most important one. Second free throw, no good. Vyside has life. Trailing by three, 14 seconds. Watkins will bring it up. 12 seconds. Over on the wing to McGehee. Nine to shoot for Drew. She picks up her dribble. Coming around a screen is Bruce. Five to shoot. She comes around. Drives inside. Floater by Ariana Bruce. Won't go. Whitley Cash rips it down. And that will do it. Laverne holds on, 52-49. They're going to move on to the winner's bracket. Gutsy effort, great ball game. We'll be back after this to wrap it up. Laverne takes down Vyside, 52-49. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.